The Upstate Golisano Children's Hospital in Syracuse is the first in the nation to use laser technology to treat a rare genetic disease with a multi-staged approach. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the new use of laser ablation technology has changed the lives of families with children suffering from tuberous sclerosis in central New York.
At 3 months old, Ariana Faila of Central Square was diagnosed with tuberous sclerosis, a disease that causes non-cancerous tumors called tubers to grow in the brain, leading to several symptoms, including unrelenting seizures and a disruptive behavior. Things changed last February when the then 2-year-old became the first patient in the world treated with a multi-staged laser ablation, which targets more than one tuber at a time. Her mother, Jennifer, says it's been nothing short of life-changing.
To me, it's just amazing, you know, to see every day is it something different she's going to do.
Dr. Zulma Tovar-Spinosa, director of pediatric neurosurgery at Golisano, developed the protocol.
We had parents that never knew what was to go to take a coffee without, you know, being afraid that something is going to happen to the child. And some of these parents had told me, I went for a coffee today with my husband. So those are the things that make all this, the advance of these technologies worth it.
The MRI-guided laser technology is relatively new at University Hospital and had been used in treatment of epilepsy and for certain kinds of brain tumors. Tovar Spinosa says using these technologies in different ways should be the wave of the future in medicine.
We have the technology available for doing that. We need to be creative and try to design protocols that are safe for our patients but can also do the best for them.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.